This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started off today talking about inflation, of course, a big part of which has been higher prices in consumer packaged goods, a lot of the things you buy typically in the supermarket. Think Procter & Gamble, just for instance, purveyor of brands like Crest and Tide, Pampers, too. Anyway, P&G announced earnings this morning and did better than people had been guessing, those higher prices helping drive higher revenue. The company was a bit conservative, though, about what it's expecting in 2024, worried, like a lot of companies are, about how loyal consumers might stay to big brands in a good but uncertain economy. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has this one.
One thing that helps companies like Procter & Gamble maintain brand loyalty despite raising prices is basically consumer habits.
So many of our behaviors nowadays are particularly amenable to just keeping buying the same things, or you add to cart the same thing you ordered online last time.
Katie Thomas leads the Kearney Consumer Institute, but she says,
at some point, there just feels like there's going to have to be a correction. Prices can't keep going up at this clip and people continue to absorb them.
And that's probably why P&G is being cautious in growth forecasts for next year. Scott Davis is with the consulting firm Profit and says when prices go up for things consumers have to have, like toilet paper or toothpaste, they usually go to generic or private label brands.
Or they will look for another brand slash price tier from a company or an organization that they know and trust.
Which helps out companies like Procter & Gamble with tons of different brands under its umbrella at different price tiers.
Where if I can't afford Tide this time around, I'll go to Gain or I'll go to Ariel, you know, two of their other brands in the portfolio. Maybe not what I would have wanted to get with Tide, but I'll make it work with Gain or Ariel.
Which still adds to P&G's bottom line, but doesn't add as much to it. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.